The Taoiseach told last night's meeting of the Fianna Fáil Parliamentary Party that he intends to rejuvenate the party during its time in government. Micheál Martin was speaking as questions continued about Barry Cowan's driving record, but there was apparently no mention of the Agriculture Minister's drink driving offence last night. For more, let's talk to the Ireland editor of the Irish Independent, Fionnán Sheehan. Fionnán, no mention of Barry Cowan last night. What did the TDs and senators discuss?
Well, Micheál Martin managed to get through a lengthy meeting without snubbing, upsetting any of his TDs or disrespecting any of their communities. So that's a success on his part. Largely speaking, Micheál Martin outlined his plans for wide-scale consultation within the party while they're in government. So there's going to be all sorts of groups set up for TDs and senators to talk to ministers, downwards towards the councillors and national executive, and there'll be lots of work for idle hands and people who have been complaining that they've been left out of the process as a result of not being picked as ministers. Micheál Martin seemed to be very much at ease last night at the meeting. People said it was a good performance on his part. He acknowledged that some people were upset by events of last week, but determined that it was time to move on. It was kind of back to normal. The big topic of the night was the issue of forestry. So people will be familiar with that landslide in Drumcairn in North Leitrim last week. And that has again raised this issue about licensing and planning for forestry developments. A big issue down your own country in Clare as well, Rachel. And Barry Cowan, the Minister for Agriculture, addressed the meeting. The people said it was notable that he marched up to the podium at the top of the room in order to address the crowd in something of a show of confidence. And he said he was going to implement an independent review into that matter in Drumcairn, and also would advance some changes to planning laws, whereby the licensing for forestry, the application and appeals mm-hmm. process would be more like a planning application. That's in the programme for government, so he's going to move fast on that. There was a bit of gentle ribbing there from Mark McSharry that he only had his feet in under the table and he was already announcing independent reviews, but there was nothing terribly serious. The only dissent in the ranks last night seemed to be from John McGuinness, the usual suspect, who was complaining that they were sounding a bit Fine Gaelish inside in the Dáil. He seemed to also be have an issue with the July stimulus package that sounded a bit Fine Gaely. And Robert Troy, the junior minister for trade, and it would appear for also Mark and John McGuinness, responded saying that the policy hadn't even been published yet, so it was difficult to say that. And he also went into how there had been a lot of consultation with business groups on that matter. So, you know, he was batting for his party leader too.
I love the idea of having a junior minister for marking John McGuinness. Are there still questions about Barry Cowan's statement, though?
Well, the Green Party seemed to be happy with saying 2 days ago to your colleague Sarah McInerney that there were questions to answer around his provisional licence, and that was Eamon Ryan. And then yesterday, Catherine Martin, the deputy leader, said that he hadn't answered those questions, but they seem to have let them slide. So the general view within Fianna Fáil is that he's a bit wounded by it all. Proceeding from here, he wouldn't want to be attracting much more controversy over the coming months. I think that issue of the provisional licence, he didn't exactly avail of the opportunity in the Dáil the other night to put every bit of information out there that he mm-hmm. possibly could, which was rather a curious strategy. You go back to there was a good Bertie Ahern tactic when he used to be up to his trouble. He used to drown people in information and data, and that would distract people, and he could then say, well, look, I've put everything out there. Barry Cowan chose not to do that. No doubt now today there'll be focus on Sinn Féin. Their party TD, Pat Buckley, admitting that he was driving on a learner's licence when he was caught drink driving, and he was put off the road for 3 years, not 3 months.
He wasn't a TD at the time, though, sure he wasn't.
You're going back to 2013, so no, I think not in his case. He took over that seat in 2016, but he was very much a prominent Sinn Féin activist at that particular time.
Fionnuala, thank you for joining us this morning. That was the Ireland editor of the Irish Independent, Fionnuala Sheehan.